Looks like you need a vacation. Enter the 5-Hour Energy Where Will the Tide Take You sweepstakes. You could win a $10,000 dream beach vacation. Imagine jet setting off to a tropical paradise, having fun in the sun, or diving at a gorgeous reef. It's up to you. No purchase necessary. Go to 5hetide.com for official rules and to enter. That's 5hetide.com. Enter today. Ends June 30th, 2024.
It's time for the Athens Little League Report, brought to you by Shane Todd at Chick-fil-A with locations at Beechwood and Barnett Shoals. We're bringing Steve Cummings. Hey, Steve, good morning.
Good morning, Dave. How are you doing?
I am doing well. Hope you are, too.
Doing great. It's busy this time of year. Banquets, graduations, playoffs.
But, no kidding.
Yeah, going well.
No kidding. And you guys have the playoffs starting up next week, is that right?
Yeah, Little League, the AA and AAA tournaments have already gotten started, and Machine Pitch and Major Leagues will get started next week.
Well, so there is a lot of stuff going on. Well, we'll let you get right to it. Again, the Athens Little League Report, brought to you by Shane Todd, Chick-fil-A with locations at Beechwood and Barnett Shoals. Here's the one and only Steve Cummings. Steve, take it away.
Thanks a lot, Dave. Here we go, Athens, with the Wednesday morning Little League Report, and we'll start it off in Machine Pitch, where we had five games last night, and let's look at Northeast Sales as they get a win over Hayward Allen 16-6. Northeast Sales, they have a very good offensive team, and last night they got a total team effort as every one of their players got at least one hit and contributed to the win. Broxton Derricott, Jack Lowry, and Xavier Bishop all went 3-for-3, and Xavier Bishop, he added his 20th and 21st home runs of the season, so big shout out to Xavier for a great season he's had. Shane Walls, Eli Middleton, Colton Cardi, Aleem Ball, Taylor White, and Brady Katz, they all go 2-for-2. And Shane got another home run, and Brady hit a bomb double over second to end the game. Josh Smith was 1-for-2 for Northeast Sales with an RBI. So Northeast Sales, they moved to 11-5 on the year with the win. Let's move over to Cannon Financial and Tom Ellis, the Hammers, and the Hammers pound out this one. They win it 11-6. The coach says that searing heat and relentless sun wore both teams down on field two, but the Hammers, they start out with an early 6-1 lead in the bottom of the second, but Cannon Financial, they come right back. Top of the fourth, they put up five big runs, led by a triple from Braylon Harper and doubles from Sam Carter and Baylen Broderick, and they tie at 6-6. But the Hammers, they get the last word in this one. They put up five in the fifth with a double from Jacob Sepsi and a three-run home run from Benjamin Daniels, and they win it 11-6. Offensively for Cannon Financial, Braylon Harper was 2-for-3 with a triple. RBI, Sam Carter 2-for-3 with a double and RBI. Wallace Michalik 2-for-3 with an RBI. And Bailey Broderick 1-for-3 with two RBIs. For the Hammers, Cash Meyer, he's 4-for-4. Two RBI in the game ball. Benjamin Daniels was 3-for-4 with two big home runs and four RBIs. Jacob Sepsi 2-for-3 with a double RBI. Walker Gray 2-for-3. Dax Weekly 2-for-3 as well. And the Hammers, they got some good defense from Cedric Mathis at first. He had seven putouts. Ben Chappell and Walker Gray, they did a great job behind the plate. Tom Ellis, they're playing very well late in the year. They moved to 7-7-2. Over to Field 3, where Epps Bridge Storage took on Albright Electric. This was a close game that went back and forth all night through all six innings, but Epps Bridge was able to hang on for a 9-7 win. Epps Bridge had two home runs from Tristan the Truck Campbell. He went 3-for-3, and Hammering Hank Hagen Barrow, he also went 2-for-3. Other offensive contributors included Jack Dupree, 3-for-3, Warren the Wizard Miller, 2-for-3, B.J. Taylor, 2-for-3, and Reed Action Jackson, 2-for-3 as well. For Albright, Charlie Anderson, 3-for-4, and Aniston Scott, she goes 3-for-4. Congratulations to her. Epps Bridge moves to 8-8-1 on the season, and they will face the always tough Cannon Financial on Thursday night. Moving over to Field 1, where United Team Sports, they hold on for a 13-10 victory over Carl Blount. United Team Sports was led offensively by Jace Barrow, 4-for-4, Jalen Clark, 3-for-4, and Kyle Loudermilk, 3-for-5 with a home run. Defensive plays of the night belong to Jennings Holloway, who cleanly fielded all five balls that got hit his way. included one that took a crazy hop that he stayed with, and he got a key out in the bottom of the sixth when he caught a line shot for the big second out of the inning. With the victory, United Team Sports, they go to 9-6-1. And finally, the two top teams in machine pitch, they square off last night. The Generals and Boswell Insurance, and this was a great game, back and forth. Boswell Insurance finally edges out the Generals 15-14. Boswell was led by J.B. Rogers, Carson Thiem, Henry Scruggs, and Quinn Ossick at the plate. Defensively, they got a great play from Bentley Scruggs at third base, who made an amazing catch. The Generals were led by Sanaya Sharper, who hit a home run. Casper Emery had a great game at the plate and in the field. Jack and Sam Williams both hit and ran the base as well. Again, these two teams are the top two teams in machine pitch. I think they will square off in a championship game later this week. And if last night's game was any precursor to the championship, it's going to be a great one. So looking forward to that. And last game of the night is a Triple-A playoff game between Carson Plumbing and Emo. Now, these guys have played each other close all year. I think the coach told me they've had 3 one-run games. So last night, Carson was able to get the victory by a run over Emo. Carson Plumbing starts out the night with Charlie Walton on the mound, but Emo comes out swinging, a leadoff single by Seth Cummings, followed by a double by Drew Payne, and a triple by Eli Ossick. Ultimately helped Emo score 3 runs in the top of the first. Carson answers with a leadoff single by Damian Washington in the bottom of the first. He's able to steal home on a wild pitch. So we go into the second. It's 3-1 Emo. Sam Kiefer comes to the mound for Carson. He strikes out 3 to keep Emo scoreless in the second. And then he also got a big hit in the bottom of the second, but he gets stranded at third. So it's still 3-1 at the end of the second. In the top of the third, Emo able to walk in Cash Cowart. They get a 4th run, but then Carson answered in the bottom of the third with 4 big runs, a leadoff walk by Keelan Taylor, followed by Damian Washington's 2nd hit of the night, and a sacrifice by Tab Butler that brought in Oliver Cedar home. And then Charlie Walton with a big squeeze play, nice bunt he puts down. He drives in his brother, and Carson's able to go up 5-4. Carson's Ryan Bain took over pitching in the top of the fourth, but both Drew Payne and Eli Ossick got hits. Ultimately, Carson holds them to 1 run. Then they come in the bottom of 4th, tied at 5, and Carson's Ryan Bain leads off with a drive deep in the center, and he ultimately scores. Carson wins it 6-5 in very exciting fashion. This one could have gone either way, but Carson Plumbing prevails, and they will face Joma Construction in the Triple-A championship game, and I believe that one will be on Thursday night. And that, my friends, will do it for this morning's Little League Report.
All right, thank you very much, Steve. It's always great to hear from you. We'll catch you again in the morning.
Sounds good. Thanks, Dave.
All right, Steve Cummings, Athens Little League Report, brought to you by Shane Todd, Chick-fil-A, with locations at Beachwood and Barnett Shoals.
Shopify helps you sell at every stage of your business. Like that, let's put it online and see what happens stage.
And the site is live.
That we opened a store and need a fast checkout stage.
Thanks, you're all set.
That count it up and ship it around the globe stage.
This one's going to Thailand.
And that, wait, did we just hit 1 million orders stage? Whatever your stage, businesses that grow, grow with Shopify. Sign up for your $1 a month trial at shopify.com/listen.